fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
I was in an empty hallway. Doors dotted the walls, with numbers faded and unrecognizable. I couldn't see much in front of me. It looked like a pulsating darkness that only moved back as I stepped forward. All around me, Justin's laughter or screams would echo. I could tell from where, though. It seemed like it was everywhere and nowhere all at once. I scrambled about, opening door after door. Behind every door was some horrible scene. One had a man hanging from a noose, crows pecking at his milky white eyes. He would moan slightly in pain, but never moved. The next had a man in a tattered lab coat tied to a table, and little demons the size of children were slowly carving off pieces and eating. After a few moments, the wound would mend, and the demons would cut again. Each room progressively got worse. It was as if I was looking into the private hell of every person that died. Scene after scene of torture, pain, violence. It was overwhelming. Pleas for help or to end it echoed out with Justin's own calls. I shook my head and continued. I couldn't let these people's misery distract me. I made it through countless visions of hell until I opened the door and froze. My father was there. Not my stepdad. My real one. He was in a car, sealed tight with the exhaust funneling into it. He would beat at the doors and windows, eventually breaking one. He attempted to climb out, only to have the glass grow back around him and force him back into the car, bloodied but whole as he fell back into the car. It repeated this cycle countlessly. "No, no, I didn't mean for this. I didn't want this. Help, someone help," is all he said. I don't know if he could see me, and I didn't know if I wanted him to. This cemented my idea about this being hell. It was. He had killed himself 5 years ago in a similar fashion to the hell he lived now. I shut the door hesitantly and sat back against it once in the hall again. What the hell was this? I raised my hands to my head, covering my face in my growing tears. It was then Justin's cry echoed out again in the unnoticed silence before. "Bubba, help! I don't want to be here anymore." Putting my sadness aside, I stood to my feet and rushed forward. I don't know how I knew, but I knew he was ahead. I ran straight into the shadows. They seemed to snake out in tendrils wrapping around my arms and legs, but I would tear at them and rip them away, to have them evaporate into wisps of smoke in the air. This struggle continued for what seemed like forever. The tendrils seemed to dig and tear into my arms and legs each time. I felt them cut into me, but couldn't stop. I continued forward through the blackness. I would heal. I didn't care how tore up I got. I was going to get Justin out of this. What seemed like hours later, I tore through the wall of shadows, collapsing for a second in exhaustion. I was bloody, hurting, and out of breath. My arms were tore up bad, looking like a layer of bleeding hamburger meat than the flesh they were before I dove into that mess. My legs were about the same. With the exception of a few scrapes of jean denim blood caked and glued to the wounds, I struggled to stand and failed the first couple of times, but another of Justin's screams motivated me.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape.
Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duct Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duct Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duct Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Past the pain I was feeling and got me right up again. I took off again, forward down a strange corridor. I couldn't tell you too much of what it looked like. I didn't have time to examine closer. I can tell you it was a dark gray, and every so often glowing runs interrupted the otherwise dull gray surroundings. I ran and ran and ran. My lungs were on fire, every inch of me hurt, and I was losing blood fast. I didn't know exactly how much I had lost, but I was starting to get slightly lightheaded, and I knew that wasn't good. Just when it felt like my lungs were going to collapse, if I pushed them further, the corridor ended. I tried to stop myself, sliding on the smooth floor, barely managing to grab the wall to slow down my momentum. I stopped right at the edge of the hall, and a huge pit. It was dark, too dark, even for the shadows. The only light came from the center of the pit, where there, lit by torches, was Justin. He was in a cage of bone. He didn't look hurt from what I could tell. He was just curled up in a ball crying. I had to go get him. I looked around and realized growing from the shadows were dull gray stairs. They led right to him. Ignoring the crying out in my head that this was a trap, I ran down the stairs. I ran faster than I should have, honestly. The momentum almost took me a few times, but managed to stay on my feet somehow. Justin saw me coming and stood up, reaching out to me. "Bubba, Bubba," he cried out. His face was tear-streaked, and his eyes were bloodshot. As I made it to his platform, inky dark tendrils wrapped my arms and lifted me up into the air. "No, you aren't stopping me," I called out to the dark abyss and pulled my arm close enough to where I could bite at the tendrils. Where I bit just evaporated, but the rest of it remained locked in place. It tasted like ash in my mouth, and I gagged a bit, but continued to bite at the tendrils until another came and wrapped around my head, holding it in place and choking me slightly. Two more came from nowhere and wrapped around my legs. I was stuck in place fast. I couldn't pull or move to get any movement from any limb. Laughter echoed around me from everywhere. I watched as the form of my little brother shifted and blurred in shadow to Bumbo's. He laughed at me and simply stepped through the bones of the cage that held Justin. He walked towards me slowly, not stopping his laughter until he was close enough to me that I could see his patched, old leathery face. He still had the maggot-filled holes from when he attacked me through the TV, and they had seemed to grow wider, or at least looked that way to me. "I have told you before, Edward, he is mine. You should give up on this stupid suicide mission you are on. I have never lost a child, and I won't now. Your brother is as good as dead, you simpleton. Now leave." He waved his hand dismissively and turned his back to me. "I won't, you monster," I yelled as I lunged at him, though completely futile. "I'm going to get Justin out of your demonic fingers, and you are going back to hell where you belong." He stopped walking and looked over his shoulder at me. His eyes weren't the cartoonish style they were a second ago. They were black, with red pupils, and they glowed a crimson light from them. "No, Edward, you won't." His voice had gone deeper, and behind it was a menacing anger that sent chills down my spine. "You were just a foolish human that fell into my trap like the rest, and ignorantly consigned his brother to be my newest shell. Your brother is as good as dead, and he will stay here." He pointed back to the cage where the shadows moved and swirled to show my little brother sleeping on the cage floor. "You will die, and I will continue to use him until his body is broken and useless, and then I'll find another." The tendril wrapped around my throat harder, I couldn't breathe in its vice-like cold grip. Bumbo turned to face me and closed his hands as if clapping for a second. The tendrils gripped tighter onto me. I could feel my arms snapping like twigs and pain rushed over me. I screamed out and he laughed. He separated his hands and the tendrils pulled at me. Slowly I could feel my arms and legs dislocate from their joints. It was agonizing. I screamed out in pain, but despite the screams, I continued to hear Bumbo's laughter. I felt my arms and legs rip away from me, and I hung there choking in the tendril's grasp. It clenched around my neck, and I felt a pop, and everything went black. I woke up in a cold sweat, screaming. I looked around and realized I was in my room. My sheets were soaked in sweat, as well as my entire body. I looked like I had just gotten out of the shower or something. It was freezing cold in my room, so cold I could see my breath. I checked my arms and legs and they were fine, no cuts, still attached. Only the finger Justin had ripped away, missing. I looked up from my hands to see Bumbo in the mirror. He was back in his full cartoon form, laughing at me in a silent, mocking way. I reached over to my nightstand and grabbed the first thing I could find, a book I was reading, trying to find information on demons and voodoo. I threw it at the mirror and it shattered. Bumbo faded into countless silver pieces and I just sat there, shivering and terrified. Emmy rushed in from the living room, having slept on the couch. She was dressed in one of my t-shirts, which barely covered past the top of her legs. I couldn't enjoy the view, though. I continued to try to catch my breath and slow my quickly beating heart. "What the hell happened?" she asked, concerned and scared. I shook my head at her and tried to gather my thoughts. When I had managed to grasp onto a few of my mental facilities, I uttered the word Bumbo. She sighed deeply, sat back against the wall and slid to the floor. "What the hell are we going to do, Ed?" I shrugged and stood up. "Honestly, I don't know." I looked over to my alarm clock. It was 4 a.m. "I think, though, my first step is going to ask at some churches, synagogues, and every other place I can think of. See how I can get that mouse out of my brother and send him back to hell." I grabbed some clean jeans, hoodie, and boxers from my dresser and started to head out the door to the bathroom. Emmy stopped me by standing in the way. She leaned in and kissed me on the lips. After it was over, I pulled back and looked at her. "What was that for?" She smiled slightly and said, "Because I wanted to, and because I'm coming with you into the shower." "Oh?" is all I managed to stammer out in response.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.